Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti! Capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Mignon with another magical save.
Mamma mia, Theo Hernandez! Coast to coast del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a dancing Stevie Milan, a nowhere to be found Gasperini Milan. And yes, Steve, I know it was our birthday week. I believe you did ask again for a right wing. It did not come through this year, but you did get 3 points. How was the week?
Very good week. Milan wins 3 points. We dance on the dancing Gasperini once again. Milan look good and can't ask for anything more. I had two cakes to try to ask for a right wing. Still didn't get one. Plus the two from the many, many years that I've been asking for it. So it doesn't seem like we're going to get it soon. There, I'm going to start asking for a striker now.
You're still hoping. Definitely. Thank you to Chicharos for giving us a Juventus cake. Thank you, Panu. Thank you. And we cut that up and we threw it in the garbage, but we ate the cake. It was really, really good. But yes, and Stevie P, I did. See, you're a family man. You got kids. Me, I partied like it was 1999 on Friday. And on Saturday, I remembered that it's not 1999. But on that side note, thanks for Fabio coming through for the... I actually made it through the group therapy. And shout out to... Hey, Milan Coast to Coast on Wednesdays had IFTV. Anto was there. Great conversation. Keep up the great work, guys. I love it. I love seeing when you guys are actually sometimes even beating us in views. I love it. Keep up the great work. And always with the comments on there. So, guys, keep it up. And Steve, you know, Presidente. And let's give him a shout out. Hey, Andre, happy belated birthday to you, too. Can we give a shout out to Presidente? You know, we like to make fun. President, thank you. Thank you for all the hard work that you do, reaching out to people behind the scenes. You know, I got a Ric Flair gif for my birthday. Stevie got a Zlatan voicemail. But it's okay. It's okay. You're higher in his heart. But Stevie does a lot of work. And even, like, you know, during the day, doing the slides while Sonny, you know, he's on a hiatus. But thank you to President.
President is the main man. Frank is in the house.
Gh, what's happening? And let's take it directly to let's take out this overlay.
Before we move on, Frank, yes, and Richard with their fantastic content, guys. Check them out. Seria, sit down. He's gonna want the shout out, and then I'm gonna expect another cap, not last minute like last time, Frank. So we'll see you on.
And thank you for Richard sending me some birthday wishes with some wrestling pictures on Facebook. Thank you. They know. Let's take a look, Steve, at Atalanta game. You know, but they lost to Lecce. I was worried, but, you know, we're on a good streak. The only game we lost in February was against Inter. Again, with the 3-4-3. Magic Mike coming back. How did you feel before the start of this game?
That was an unexpected birthday gift. I did not see it. I did not think we were going to see Magic Mike against Atalanta. It was nice to see him in the in Nets, a different dynamic. You could see he's almost like a fourth center back. We missed him. I think Tata Rosano had some struggles, but wasn't all that bad as much as we've made it seem out to be. But the team didn't really play too much in front of him. But now with Magic Mike back, I'm really happy. It was just, it changed the whole game. It felt very, very comforting to have him in Nets. Again, with Atalanta, Dancing Gasperini, everybody knows my thoughts on Dancing Gasperini. I think...
You know, sometimes we have these kind of games, Steve, that we say, well, is it more of a good performance from one team or the other one didn't show up? I don't think this is not Atalanta not showing up. I think they had no answer to us. They didn't take a shot on target. They never seemed to check them out on Wednesday nights as well to Chicho and Richard. But Steve, was this like, I don't want to use the word masterclass, but Gasperini just had no answers. I know this formation seems to be playing well, but how do you explain Atalanta just not even a chance, Steve? And it's rare, is it not?
Yeah, it's rare, but it's a credit to Milan. I think Milan were very alive during this match. We started off well, which is not something that we've been doing in the past couple of games where we didn't have great results or very slim results, the 1-0. I think it's a credit to Milan. I think they were really pressing them high. Atalanta really had a lot of trouble getting out of the back. And then when they did get to the back, they couldn't post up. They were having trouble in the final third, which usually they do not have trouble in the final third. I think Ciao, Kalulu, and Tomori were really, really good.
And even your favorite player's last name, Holland, he was just completely like, I was looking forward to seeing him play because I've liked what I've seen from him in the highlights, and he did not completely like disappeared in the whole game. So to me, it was just a very well-played game, and it's good signs to go against Fiorentina. They won today, right? The Fiorentina, this is a Saturday game.
Fiorentina beat Verona today, so it's going to be an interesting game on Saturday, and we'll see what comes out from that. But it wasn't all perfect for Milan. It was, you know, we talked about it. We were chatting back and forth about the ratings.
Do you want me to go through them, Steve, or do you want to?
Yeah, you could go through them. It's interesting the way people watch games. I don't watch the games the same way as them, but it was a complete difference from two different ratings, and it's interesting how we're trying to label all these players with a rating, but
so you
there's
sent,
more to it than that.
You sent Gazzetta, and I think it's a Milan Post, but retweeting Sofa Scores, INT. So the Gazzetta has Magna at 6, Kalulu at 7, Ciao 7.5, Tomori 7, Messias 7, Krunic 7. I don't know how they got 7 on Krunic. Tonali 7, Tio Hernandez 7.5, Diaz 6.5, Leao 5.5. And Giroud 6.5. Out of all of these, Steve, which one is more? Okay, what the hell are they watching? Are you more with the layout, the Krunic at 7?
Look, it's hard to see. I would love to know what they use to come up with these ratings. You know, you have Magna at 6. He really didn't have to do much, so it's really hard to give him a rating. I think Ciao at 7.5, I think he was great. Mm-hmm. It's really rare that Gazzetta goes up to 7.5, especially for a... especially for a defender who didn't score. For me, I don't like the... Not that I don't like. The 5.5 on Leao is a bit harsh. I didn't like his game.
But 5.5 is harsh, Steve.
Yeah, 5.5 is harsh. Like that, we're going into a terrible game. I didn't think he had a terrible game. But if you go through the other ones, I didn't think he had a great game either.
Like, let's take a look at the other ones. So, Magna 6.9 compared to 6. Kalulu 7.3 to 7.5. Ciao 7.4 to 7.5. Sorry, Kalulu was 7. Tomori 7.2 to 7. Messias 7.2 to 7. So far, 6.6 Krunic compared to a 7. Tonali 7.1 to a 7. Tio 7.4 to a 7.5. Brahim 7 to a 6.5. Leao has 8.5 at SofaScore and 5.5. That's the biggest one. Giroud 6.2 compared to a 6.5. So the biggest one here is, what are they rating on to go from a 5.5 to an 8.5? What yeah, score would you have given, Steve?
It's the assist that brings them high up there in the other one, other than the thing. But again, as he missed the chances. He missed a lot of chances, and we're not even counting the chance where he was alone with the goal and didn't even get a shot off. You know, there's one from the 6-yard box where he put it into that Curva Sud. So did Macias. You know,
times he's trying to do too much by himself. Even when you're leading 1-0 and you're really dominating the game, it just felt like he's just trying to do a little bit too much. And there, he was getting covered properly, but I don't see the 5.5 to 8.5 difference between both of them. But again, Steve, I don't know what they're going, the ratings, like Magna's 6 on one and the other one's at the 7, you know, 6.9. Anyways,
it's very strange. Again, that's why the ratings, I get it's everybody's opinion, but they have to be a little bit more realistic in terms of what we're watching, right? There was more garbage to Macias' game than his goal. He missed one inside the box as well with his right foot that he also put into a Curva Sud or north, wherever direction they were, but he went into one of the curvas.
Yeah,
he gave away the ball much too easily. This game should have been pretty much comfortable 3-0, and I'm not even going to hesitate with the 3-0 by the 65th minute mark. I think after that, it should have been smooth sailing, and there should have been nothing for Milan to be worried about. And unfortunately, we didn't do that. And this is the same type of MO that happened against Tottenham. We didn't dominate as much, but we had chances where we could have put 2 goals or 3 goals behind and go to London with a 3-goal lead, which may be a blessing in disguise because now we actually have to play and not play defensive. But we'll worry about that when we reach Tottenham. But against a team like Atalanta, especially when you have them up against the ropes, we needed to go for a knockout punch, and we didn't do that. That's the only thing that bothered me about this game. Besides that, I think everybody had a half-decent game. Even Diaz had a half-decent game. It's just the small things, right? It's the giving away the ball on a counter. It can't happen anymore. You know, Macias leaving balls empty in the backfield. A better team really, really punishes us for that. And again, someone like Giroud, I think these scoreboard watchers, they forget to see all the work that's put in, right? Holding up the ball, the assist on Theo Hernandez's goal, whether it was wanted to be an assist, but his job is to put the ball down. And guys, he does so much up front that they're not statistics that can be measured, you know, like goals and assists, but the work that's put up there by Giroud, it has to be quantified because there's not a lot of people that do it that well, and especially at that age.
Before I get into some of the questions, because they do relate to the game, your feelings seeing Ibra coming on? It's been over a year.
It was nice to see him on. You know, it got everybody in my house excited. Gianfranco, that's his player. Even my wife, who really couldn't care less too much about soccer, was very happy to see him on. So that was nice.
Definitely a good feeling.
Yeah, definitely a good feeling to see him on. And I think he still has magical feet. He's 40 years old. He went on kind of like a sprint on the right-hand side, and that's a senior citizen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Right, so he's got a... put his thinking cap on and make himself impactful a little bit more than those sprints down the wings. It's not going to happen too much.
You know, Alex is relating to it because you were mentioning Magna. Hello, Vinny Seep. Hope you had a fantastic birthday and hopefully Presidente surprised you with a Berlusconi busload of fun. What a good feeling to use create chances again and have good control and movement of the ball after seeing Magic Mike come back and command all the space in around his box. It seems that he unlocks the team to be able to play forward. Would you say he's the team's most important player? He's got another question that relates to somebody else's, but I know it's only been one game, but how much of Mike's presence yesterday do you attribute to us playing that way there?
It's not only his presence, guys. It's a cementing fact in today's football that if you want to be successful being able to play out of the back, you need to have a goalkeeper that could play with his feet out of the back. He's good with his left. He's good with his right. He can plop it over the first wave of pressure and just get it to the wing back if he wants. He can boot it up past the halfway line to Giroud or whoever is up there holding.
You remember last year, Steve, when he was like at halfway through the pitch. It was maybe his 10th game. He's already checked on the free.
He did it again against Atalanta. He was managing our offensive wall, if you imagine that. So he is a very intelligent goalkeeper. And to be able to play out of the back the way he does, it's very reassuring for everybody. And Tata Rusano is just not that player. And we saw it, right? It was very uncomfortable. He would often push everybody forward because he would want to boot the ball up. And we don't want to do that all the time. We want to be able to play out of the back when we can. And Milan, you know, whether it's ugly or not, at a certain point, they know when they can't play out of the back, they're going to boot the ball up. And they're going to try to hold and try to make something out of that holding forward. So,
you know, Ryan just came on here and I'm going to relate it back to Alex's last question. It's like, hey, guys, Milan's defense looked absolutely rock solid with Tomori, Chao and Kalulu back there with a wing back supporting them. However, did anyone else throw their shoes at the TV because of the wastefulness in front of goal? We could have at least had 5 goals in this game. I'm not complaining, but holding the 1-0 lead for 80-ish minutes is a bit nerve-wracking. For the rest of the season, do you see the offense at being half as good as their defense will be? Then being hot and cold at best, and you know, even Alex was saying, are you worried about the continued trend of our lack of clinical finishing?
Absolutely. We have to score goals. This game, there's difference between riding out a game like this at 1-0 where we preoccupied a little bit. Milan has blown a 2-0 lead before against Roma, and that cost us. But a little less this time. I think they had a lot of control. I think they were were getting much better on the defensive side for set pieces, and I think that's a testament to Chao of the amount of space that he takes up there. For me, they need to be clinical and finish these goddamn chances and get comfortable wins where, you know, we can try to insert some players that need some playing time, not the usual changes, you know, and the CDKs at the X number of minutes and so on, which CDK, guys, this is a problem. This is a major problem. We put this guy on, and I've said it in the past, and I said that I would give him a year, but I'm not going to accept, and the same way I was hard on Tonali, the same way I was hard on Leao, I'm not going to accept that he's going to come into this game like he lost his fucking dog and jog around while everybody's been running for 80 minutes. He makes a tackle, and the commentator repeated exactly what I yelled at the TV. Made a tackle, recuperated the ball. Instead of sprinting and getting it, you're just on. It can't be you're tired. Instead of sprinting and getting into the counter, he was jogging, like as if he was jogging, I don't know, around a lake looking for fish. Like, we don't need that, buddy. You don't need that bad. You don't need that. People are going to see that. And if the commentator points it out, that means everybody saw it. Absolutely everybody. And that's not the attitude that I want to see from a guy who's struggling scoring and struggling on the offensive side. You know, tip my hat. You know, he came back. He made that tackle on the defensive side, which not a lot of these offensive players will do. But, man,
I thought coming in with Ibra, you know, okay, you're coming in with Ibra. It's a big moment. I haven't seen him. Yeah, but I wasn't. I know people like to trash on him, but this was not one of. This was one probably one of the worst ones, especially like you were saying, the jogging. It hurts to see, especially when you're just waiting to. Se deve sbloccare.
And even you know, Vinny, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you see that play after he makes that tackle and he leaves everything out on the pitch and makes it in the, to the offensive third. And we don't get a shot. You're not talking about CDK anymore.
No, you're right.
It's over. Then you're not talking about it. You know, and I see in the chat that we're going back to Diaz. Guys, Diaz, non è da Milan. It's finished, guys. Stop. We're going to have 2-3 games. You guys are going to love it. He's going to have 10 games where he's going to be invisible.
Antonio said it. He goes, you know what? He would sign him to keep him on the bench. You want to make it through like maybe a player
you know
like
what?
That.
He's we not a... are not a team, and I heard that. We are not in a financial situation to keep $20 million
that's
players
true.
On the bench.
Yeah,
we cannot, guys. We cannot. And the trequartista position for Milan is very important. It's very important. We need pizzazz. We need goals from there. This is the $35 million investment that you made in this kid, and I hope that they did their homework, needs to come to fruition because we cannot make $35 million mistakes like we used to with Piontek and stuff like that. That doesn't work out. CDK needs to work. But CDK, someone has to attach battery and the battery chargers to boost the car to his nipples to get him a little bit of energy and feeling in his body. Let's go. Come on.
I like Frank saying, I mean, I've conceded once in 5 games, and I was on a corner. We need to acknowledge Pioli for understanding change was needed. The ball to scrape a derby to set up long-term success. We're heading in the right direction, but I'm not going to go out and come out and say, like, we're back, and we're back on track. We're heading in the right direction. We are heading in the right direction. Steve, you know what I forgot to do? Because at least we have cheerleader Fabio in the comments. You guys know what to do. You got to go click on the subscribe. You got to go that little bell thingamajiggy. You got to click on it so it tells you when we go on live. Sometimes some group therapy, sometimes coast to coast, sometimes some special interviews. Stevie P with the great work he does on Thursdays with the local soccer show. What else do we have here? We have Simon from Switzerland, a.k.a. Ambrosini, because he looks exactly like him. But Simon's been a while, so he's got multiple questions. We're going to see if we could rapid-fire them for you. Ivan and Steve, what better birthday gift can you ask for? A right wing. A right wing, Simon. A great game. It was yesterday. Love the whole team approach to high pressing and the energy and hunger. Sometimes something has been missing after World Cup. I think we could say that we are back after horrible showing at the beginning of the year. Credit to Pioli for turning this around. And man, this back line, our German guy, Malik Bellachau was a pleasure to watch. Kalulu back to his best, and Tomori getting there too. And with the French Eagle back in goal, we are only getting stronger. Atalanta, nothing on us, and Gasperini can only dance in the shower where no one can see him. Now I want to get past Tottenham. Questions. Will we ever see Adli play for Milan, or is his time up? See, let's do a rapid one.
Honestly, I have no idea. This is a mystery. I don't get it. There has to be something that we're not seeing. But unfortunately, this is a mistake, right? You bought him, you left him out on loan because you wanted to leave him at Bordeaux. Now you take him back. He has a preseason where he shows a bit of grinta. Traditionally, Milan doesn't really have patience with these type of players. We're showing the non-patience again. But I'm seeing guys get in there ahead of him, you know, that would question, oh, is he a bad person? Like, is he bad in practice? Is he this? Is he that? From what I see and what I hear and read, it doesn't seem like he's bad. It seems like he's a professional. He knows that he needs to fight and get time on the pitch, but he's just not able to find space. And
The team has performed, it's hard to believe that he couldn't find space on how this team has performed in the last couple of months.
When we were bad. And now that we're getting better, it's going to be just even harder, right? And I understand the Krunic, and I understand. But now, example, we have Krunic and Leao that will not be there for Fiorentina.
Which would be one of the questions.
Back to the Rebic. We're going to put in Bennacer as well next to Tonali, and he's still not going to find space. And I'm really starting to think that this is something that will not end well. And again, it's going to be a mistake because we're not purchasing the right profile that Pioli likes, because it's in, again, like you said, Vinny, we were bad and he couldn't find
space. And he still couldn't find. One of the other question was, will Leao sign an extension? Quick one. I say yes. Yes to sell him after for big. Steve, you?
I don't know what's going to happen with him. I have no idea.
What does the Belgian Cadillac seems to do to finally show who he is? What does he need to do? Score. Give us a comeback win, and he scores the goal-winning goal. That's what CDK needs to me. Steve, what does he need other than scoring?
I think he just needs a goal, and I think he needs to understand that now he's playing for Milan. I don't think he understands that yet.
Then a huge shout out to the MWP crew, having Antoine with Coast to Coast guys. It was great to listen to. Pure Milan passion. And you too. Always a pleasure listening to you guys. Thanks for the content, to keep it up. Cheers from the land of cheese, Simon, a.k.a. Ambrosini. And finishing it off with Gio. Gio's going with, keep up the great work, guys. Hopefully, you know, Gio, you have the group. Huh? You can send us the question on the WhatsApp group. But also shout out to Pond. Yes, Omar. Happy birthday, Omar. What do you call him? The Ultra Capo of the Milan.
Capo Ultra of Milan Club Montreal, Omar.
Happy birthday, buddy. And who can you see replacing the suspended Lord Krunic for Saturday's game? Will it be Vortex or Mr. PhD himself? Everyone, please like and subscribe. BMWP is bringing fire content every week. So you're saying for Krunic, Bennacer
should be. Seems like if he's healthy, they're gonna put him in there. I'm not sure,
because you need him. You need him. You need him for Tottenham.
Bennacer. Yeah, we need him. We need him at Tottenham for sure. I would not overlook Fiorentina, and I think we have to take game by game. So if he's healthy, by all means, yes, put him in. On the left, you know, I see Frank with Rebic. I don't have a problem with Rebic. I think he works hard and does score that goal from time to time. A lot of people give him a hard time. But then once you're in the game, I would like to see some other guys have some minutes. Like Adli needs minutes, especially. And again, he's not on the Champions League roster, right? So
yeah,
you could play someone like that against Fiorentina and see where we're at with him. Vortex as well. I wouldn't mind seeing him too. Podbega.
I think
these guys need more. These guys need the minutes, right? And but it has to be a game where we'll be able to play them. We can't overlook Fiorentina. They always give us a hard time. We're playing them away, and we can't overlook them and look to Tottenham, or else we're going to drop points, and we cannot drop points.
You know,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So we got Saturday, right? We will be at Chicharro's, myself, 2:45. Then Wednesday, yes, I took the day off, 3 p.m. I will be there as well. And then for time saving, whatever, Monday, 3:45. I usually finish early on Mondays. And this is going to be perfect, Steve, for us. Monday, Milan Weekly Podcast on Monday. So that game will be fresh in our minds. And to take a look here, Steve, I know there's Juve playing tomorrow, the Derby. Who else is playing? Roma's playing tomorrow.
The Tabellino, because there's more games tomorrow.
I don't know if you were able to catch a couple of them. Oh, did you catch Bologna-Inter, Steve?
I did not, but I watched the horrible misses by Çanakkale-Balotelli, Lukaku. All the Lus didn't. Bologna really has Inter's number. It's really strange.
It's really strange on that one. And anyways, it's all the excuses came out. You know, we yes, Fres Chicho, you got to come to Chicharro's. They had their numbers, and people, yeah, but you know, us, they played Wednesday. How come we're playing Sunday, the first game? And you lost. he lost. That is it. That is all. I don't know if you were able to catch Lazio winning today. 1-0, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, now, look Felipe at these Anderson, points. No, that's Luis Alberto. The 80th minute. They got their points. I was able to watch that. I actually caught quite a bit of soccer this weekend.
Oh, man. Anything comes to mind? Let me see if I could pull up. Let me see if I could pull up the risultati on this one. Presidente was a little busy. Allora, ci stanno le risultati qua? No, no risultati. Nessun evento giocato nella data selezionata. But looking at this all here, Steve, the bottom three, there's going to be no changes here, do you? I don't think so. Salernitana up here. Fiorentina, like you said, we got to watch it. Look at Monza. I don't understand. Yeah, but
they dropped points against Salernitana. It was an interesting game, actually.
It was a 2-2, right, if I'm not mistaken?
No. Salernitana beat Monza 3-0.
That's it. Even any expectation for il derby di Torino tomorrow?
No, I think it's a strange one. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I'm pretty sure it's going to probably be under that 2.5 mark that the betting guys are going to be looking at. Look, Juve continue to get points. But Torino has probably their best chance of beating Juve in a campionato in a long time.
Yeah.
But they have to start winning games. And tomorrow would be a good time for Torino to win one of those Derby de Torino, Derby della Mole.
Steve, looking at Roma at 44 points, is it, I don't want to say the word worrisome, but I was kind of surprised when I realized, I'm like, okay, Roma's right there. We will be tied in points. I don't think they have to maintain, you know, this kind of... what do you see Roma finishing in the last 14 games?
I see Roma goes as their injury list goes. If they lose Dybala or they lose Tammy Abraham for an X amount of time, I think that makes a big, big difference on their team. Like all the other Serie A teams, they're missing depth. Don't have too many players to replace that. I don't think Belotti is the answer for them. And they don't have anybody to replace Dybala. So they need to keep on winning. And this is close because Milan had a really shitty January. And yes, the rest of the teams did not.
Any brioche, Steve? Anything that made you feel good? I'm going to have to go with Mike Maignan posting on Instagram saying, le mie droghe sono il lavoro, like, because the rumors that he was on drugs, Steve. Mike Maignan didn't play because he was on drugs.
There's always, anytime someone has a problem and it's longer than 3 months, they're addicted to cocaine. Everybody's addicted to cocaine.
That was mine to say, like, you know, he recognized the rumors, like, yeah, those are my kind of drugs. So that was my feel-good moment, obviously, and even seeing Zlatan come back. Anything for you, or you want to go with your indigestion?
No, for me, Brioschi of the week was nice to see Zlatan get back. It was long overdue. I hope that his career can continue. Also, his comments with when they asked him about the renewal of Leao was really funny. And he said that he decreased his salary so that he could give it to him. And if he wants, what's next? You want me to give him in my house? Basically saying, like, now it's in his plate. It's in his court. Leave me out of it. So I like that.
Indigestion, Steve, you're going to have to tell me. It's like the more and more I read Cassano's comments, is he being... Like, now, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose just to make people talk, but some of the takes he has, I'm like, is he just doing it for the on Bobo TV, just for the clicks? Is he that outspoken? I don't know. What did he say about it? He is. I think he doesn't take himself.
They don't need the clicks, guys. Let me tell you that much. Yeah. They don't need the clicks. He just says what he has to say. And I appreciate that because it's hard sometimes to be the person who doesn't go with the masses, right? And people are fast, and I'm not, again, I like Cassano. I like that style. I like someone who's going to say the way it is, and you know what? Prove me if you think I'm wrong. And sometimes he's wrong, and sometimes he's right. And again, you take it for what it is, but we have pundits that are on TV who make a shit ton of more money than he does, and all they do is fluff. They fluff everybody. They make sure that they don't say anything too bad, and don't say anything too good because we don't wanna get someone angry.
Frank he Casanova. Then he's like, Casano. It's okay. That's the American keyboard, Cheech. Steve,
What's the take?
What did he say about Atalanta? No, what did he? Man, no, because it's been a couple of them that I'm like, is he serious? Like those one-offs, I would go, okay, I get it, you know. But it seems like every single time he talks, he says something outlandish, and it's like, okay. Anyways, it's like Cassano. See, he changed, Steve. He went and he edited his comments. But I'm gonna have to find it to maybe do talk about it on the next one, because for sure he's gonna have something to say for by next week. But you and the Gestion, anything comes to mind?
I'm not...
You're in a happy mood, Steve. Stevie P for positivity.
I am in a happy mood. I like this. I like this rhythm that Milan's finding again. My indigestion is the lack of cattiveria in front of goal. I'm really agitated at the fact that we're blowing so many chances, and I feel like it's going to catch up with us, and I hope it's not going to catch up with us in London against Tottenham. That's all.
Steve, Yanni's a very busy guy. He gets promoted to the government, high level CIA, the Canadian CIA. He got us a couple of busted tweets, maybe not the usual 7-8, but good quality ones. Good quality ones. Are you ready to have your eyes are blown? I guess that's the way we should say it. Siamo pronti. Let's see what Jan had for us behind door numero uno. Nesta and Maldini who? See, I'm not going to pretend I follow calcio soccer as much as everybody else. Who the fuck are these two?
It doesn't matter, because as soon as there's a picture of someone other than Nesta and Maldini with a comment, it's already busted. Automatic. So, again... Barcelona, Spotify. I think you guys are listening to too much music. And
this is out of all competitions, Barcelona. No, okay, they could still win the La Liga, but no Europe for them. Got eliminated by Manchester United, and I think they might win La Copa del Rey, Steve. La Copa del Rey. So we'll see. Oh man, guys, yeah, this is quite busted. Door number two. Football fact of the year, day 56. Çalhanoğlu, far better than Bennett. Steve, I've spoken to people that truly believe this, and they don't, they're like, no, obviously he's a lot better than what he's been doing. And I'm like, but what games? Look, we like to trash on the guy. We can't say he's been completely horrible for Inter, but to compare to Bennett has been our tank for the last 2 years. And Kurt... At Kurt 0411 FIFA, I think he's playing a bit too FIFA, but this is the football fact of the year, not opinion. It's the football fact of the year.
Everybody could have facts. Honestly, it's getting to the point that as soon as you start comparing people, it's just you're gonna go wrong. There's too much opinionation, if that is even a word.
Opinionation.
Out there where everybody's gonna go on either the Çalhanoğlu side or the Bennett side, and who's better and who's if, for me, I think they're two different players. I don't even think they play the same position, to be very honest with you. So I don't know what you're comparing. I think each one has their strengths and each one has their weaknesses, but to say that it's greater than, I don't know. For me, more that's busted, as a and fact. I agree that it's a busted tweet. I would have called it a busted tweet if some Milan fan would have said Bennett is better than Çalhanoğlu. I promise you.
I know you hate the comparisons. I like this today, Steve. I saw on, I think it was on Twitter. I love these. Icardi's been back in form, scoring all kinds in Turkey. Would like to come back to Italy, possible Milan, but no talks have been reported at all. But how's this an article? He might want to go back to Italy, maybe Milan as a destination, but nobody's talking. You gotta love
that's Twitter. Wanda, that's WandaVision time.
WandaVision, Wanda. Steve, would you take Icardi? Say the truth.
Honestly, it's really tough because to be a striker and a real poacher, he is. But again, if he's coming with that, with a lot of baggage, that's going to cause problems. I don't think that's the striker that we need. I think we've tried this many times, right? So you have someone with class like Giroud, who has had his own problems in the past. But someone who looks like he's a true professional, and then bring in MTV, a future MTV Italia sitcom. I'm not too interested in that.
Door number three, and I only think he gave us three this week, Steve. This is a Milan fan, Jan told us, because Pioli Stefano ruined the entire season in the span of 1 month in 2021 and 2022. I will be forever resentful of how we wrecked our chances to win the Scudetto this season. Sure, Magnan, sure, World Cup players came with disappointment, but always the biggest blame is on Pioli. So, Steve, he ruined the entire season in 1 month, in 2021 and 2022. And he's resentful that he wrecked our chances to win the Scudetto. I don't know which Milan he watched last year. And I know we're very happy about our team and we called it the Miracle Scudetto. People want to talk about, oh, Inter gave you the Scudetto. We still fucking won. But I don't. How many Scudettos does the Semo think we were going to win in a row?
I don't know. But this is, again, you don't even know if people are trolling anymore. This is the death of Twitter, right? You don't know whether you should take these things seriously or not. But this guy obviously took quite a bit of time to think this out and write it out. So we'll say, for the sake of saying that he's actually serious, he's wrong. He's completely wrong.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You cannot put blame on whoever you feel like putting blame on. This is the same way when we were losing games that we were blaming Tata Rosano for everything. The team wins as a team and loses as a team. Pioli can only do so much in terms of what he can put out on the field that's at his disposal in a formation that he thinks he can win a game or change a game. But in the end, it's the players that step on and play. Now, he's also bringing up two major points. You lose your starting goaler, who's not only your starting goaler, he's your
MVP, quarterback.
Your quarterback and MVP. And yes, we had players at the World Cup that did play very long into the World Cup and also play a shit ton of minutes for us. That's Giroud, who's not young, and Theo Hernandez, who gets a beating or inflicts pain on himself in a game by throwing himself everywhere. Yes, those are big, big factors. And a season usually doesn't break in the middle of a season. So you're going to have problems. You're going to have issues. My surprise is that he was able to fix it that fast. And fixing and changing formation in the middle of the season is very, very difficult if you haven't thought of that. Now, are we giving him too much credit that, yes, this was his plan B? Maybe yes, because I don't think this was his plan B. I think this was let's fix it and let's fix it fast. And he was lucky because Ciao comes up big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was lucky that near
Kalulu
the end,
came up big yesterday. Last year, you know, I understand that Pioli, we love the guy and what he did, but you've said it in the past, Steve, he's not that coach that's going to bring us to that next level. And not taking anything away from him, right? But to blame him completely for this kind of, in the end, if Steve can get executed, yes, the team went down when Bennacer was out. You said it, Tonali, Steve, did not have the greatest of months, where we needed maybe those couple of players to step up, and then injuries, it is what it is. But I'm not going to do out the Allegri and go, well, take five starters away from Milan and see how they'll play. Pioli has some to blame. has a bit to be blamed. A lot of the players have something to be blamed, but this one's got to be the busted one. But it looks like he's very popular, Steve, on Twitter, from what I'm seeing in the comments.
He can be popular, but again, stupid clicks on stupid. That's my new saying. But because what's frustrating is that he fails to mention that, you know, we brought in players that I'm pretty sure he was consulted with. And again, they were not able to use them, right? If Bennacer goes down and Adli is the player that we thought we were going to have, maybe Adli slots in there. If CDK starts the season and plays even 75% of what he did in Belgium and shows a bit of flair, you know, we don't have this huge cloud over our head.
Yeah.
If Mike Maignan doesn't pull his calf and a 3 week thing ends up being like a three plus month injury,
more, Steve,
maybe
September.
Maybe we're not in this position. So to put all the blame on the coach, you have to be able to read the room. And I don't think Shemo read the room.
You know? Shemo.
Simo, whatever the fuck his name is. And again, this is, of course, we're going, guys, please. I know everybody's going to say, because it's funny. Once you challenge these types of people, they turn to, oh, I was trolling.
Ah, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the defense. The keyboard warrior defense to anything dumb that they say is, oh no, but I was trolling.
I was going for the clicks.
Well, you don't have that because it's forever now. We've screenshotted it, it's gone. The internet is forever.
That's right.
By all means. Have I said stupid things before? Absolutely. Was I wrong? I'm wrong. Yes, of course I'm wrong. Because if I would not be wrong, trust me, I would be trying to predict other things than what's happening in Serie A. Let me tell you that much.
So looking at the three that we got, this one's pretty bad too, Steve.
Yeah, Jan gave us his, Jan said,
Jan's is this one.
He said three. That's the winner. And I think that's the winner. But number one is big too. I'm sorry, Jan. This is two guys that have nowhere, can't even tie Nesta and Maldini's shoes.
And I'm going to have to go with this one because it's like Nesta and Maldini, who like they mean nothing to the history of soccer, of culture, of football. They never won anything, guys, by the way, Nesta and Maldini. So I'm going to personally go with this one. You know what? Actually, let's finish off with this question here, Steve, because I had written it down. And thank you, Anthony, to... what do you guys think about the news of Cardinal and Milan going to build a stadium on their own? It says it's the best decision for the club. I will say one thing about this one. Why I'm not taking it seriously? We've heard it all before. We've heard about this. We're not going to do it together. I think Cardana even had said it at the beginning. So now the plan is to do one by itself. If it does happen, I would like to have our own identity, right? I know it sucks to leave the San Siro because it's so iconic, but we need to move on. We like to tell ourselves as well, Steve, even during the banter year, stop living in the past. Right, this is a new day, but would you prefer separate? Do you think maybe economically is with Inter?
Separate is the way to go. I would absolutely go separate. You know, I would like to, you know, first of all, go to San Siro and before they tear it down, because I believe now they're gonna tear it down, or they're gonna make a museum out of it, whatever they decide to do. But guys. The North American guys inside the chat as well. We've seen iconic stadiums just not be able to keep up with the times. The Yankees moving out of Yankee Stadium. The Canadians moving out of the Montreal Forum. Guys, these are our sports, mega sports franchises in their respective sports that have left their cathedral, their mecca, you know? Unfortunately, the San Siro is past its prime, guys. And because the city won't sell it to them and they don't want to buy it because economically it doesn't make sense, you see that the way to generate more revenue is to have your own stadium. This brings me again to my indigestion, my real indigestion. Guys, Italy needs to get their shit together. This is absolutely ridiculous, and it's almost Boston Garden. Yes, was torn down. That's a good
one. That's a mecca right there. Yeah,
that's another one. Maple Leafs Garden as well. If we're going hockey, this can continue, guys. Serie A, this is one of the things, and I keep on saying it. This will drag Serie A into the darkest of dark times, guys. You cannot present yourself as one of the elite leagues in Europe and not have a place to take a piss in the stadium. You cannot present yourself in a league where you want to generate money to buy $100 million players and not have control of your own stadium and what you do inside of it. I know the North American model is quite different than the European model. But guys, I'm going to tell you something for everybody who listens in Europe. The North American model works. Guys, these guys are putting up state-of-the-art stadiums. Dallas Stadium, the Minnesota Stadium, if we go for football. And they're generating tons of money. And Cardinale, whether you like it or not, guys, he is a North American guy. And he is a North American guy. Read up on him, on what he's done with
selling, you know, the experience. I remember Dallas, you showing me that video. Selling the experience to the fan, you know?
He's about the fan experience and how to keep them in the seat and not only get them in the seat. That's half the battle. It's the complete fan journey. What they're buying at concession stands, what they're buying in memorabilia or souvenirs. These guys know what they do.
Like you're saying, your wife couldn't give two shits about soccer, right? But let's say if Milan is playing at San Siro or Milan's playing in an arena like the Dallas Cowboys, your wife would enjoy more that because there's things to do. Let's go sit down and have dinner. Isn't there a shopping mall there, Steve? And I'm not trying to be sexist, whatever. But even for a non-fan, it's the experience.
Yeah, but that's it. And I remember, I think it was Jan who was saying that he took his girlfriend to the San Siro and she wasn't even able to go to the washroom because it was disgusting.
And Dave, like, guys, David Angie goes, we took the apartment so we could take a leak before we get into the stadium.
Imagine that we're basing our accommodations on where the closest toilet is because we're scared to go into the toilet of your own stadium. I'm not saying that it's going to be a five-star Hilton clean.
No.
By all means, there's 70,000 people in there. But guys, let's get serious.
Remember those Napoli pictures, Steve?
Yeah, if the government doesn't get their act straight and the bureaucracy of Italy doesn't stop, I continue saying it. I don't think this league survives, guys. These teams, we complain about the during Mercato that we can't buy this player, we can't buy that player. It's not on the owners all the time. The owners, like Silvio and the Morattis, they're gone, guys. They're gone. That personal pride is gone. Now it's about money. Let's go.
Exactly. And in the end, you got to put our pride aside. Sometimes it's the best for the team. And I remember when we were there, Steve, they were complaining, yeah, but it's so far. It's going to take half an hour more. And it's like, oh, who cares if it's going to take half an hour more? But you remember Ottawa Senators when they came out, Steve, in the Canada, that it was like almost an hour away from Ottawa. People complained at the beginning. People still go.
So. Yeah, but that's not a good example because that's one exit for 20,000 people in and out.
Oh, yeah. That's longer. I'm not saying it was built correctly.
It's longer to get out of the stadium than to get back to Montreal.
I was saying like further away, like, you know, from maybe the city town. But anyways, we shall see what goes on. But no, Steve, you are right. Things need to change. And it just seems like we're a broken record always saying about...
We know, Mark, the Fante family, they only sit on the gold, the toilet bowls.
The bidet. They have a bidet.
Oh, they need a bidet. They need the holes and everything. Shh.
Anything in closing, Steve? Maybe I should be able to see you this Saturday. Milan Club Montreal, great turnaround. Loved it. Thanks for stopping by. We shall see each other on Saturday. Then Wednesday, Champions League. But we're going to talk to each other before that. This Wednesday, coast to coast. Guys, keep on interacting. Love it. You guys when come on over. Look at this, 56 live viewers. It's been a while. The live viewers go like the team goes. So we appreciate it, guys, and we appreciate always your kind words. Thank you, Michael. Steve, what say you, man?
What say, guys? let's take care of Fiorentina. Then let's take care of the Spurs. And let's look to March for another great March. And let's make a little push there. Let's get the Neapolitans a little bit nervous. Let's get their margarita pizza all wet and moist over there.
And Brandon, shit, 2 weeks in a row, I completely forgot to pull up the Fanta Calcio. But you guys know, you know where to go find it. Steve, on your personal one, you're doing good. Did you make some good changes?
No, I'm done, guys. Mine
that's
is
it. You're
completely
out.
Terrible. Yeah, well, there's no hope for me.
And we have the Malaysians, guys, in here. Thank you. Oh. And look at that. Been a while since Mr. Goat. Thank you very much. And as we like to say here, as we finish off, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys. Italia!